This is KCUR 89.3. On Mondays, we're bringing you StoryCorps interviews recorded right here in Kansas City. Today, it's a story about the Leeds neighborhood. You might know Leeds as an industrial area around the Truman Sports Complex and the Blue River in Kansas City, but two sisters, Earlene Bentley and Cheryl Looney, recall growing up there in the 40s and early 50s when it was a self-contained black community. We start with Earlene.
Leeds was a place where people from the Deep South come up to live with their relatives that lived in Leeds to start a new life. I was a kid and they were so country, and that dialogue, they had the thick accent, and sometimes they'd be saying things to me, and I said, my mother said, don't you hear him talking to you? I don't know what they were saying, because I couldn't understand that dialogue. They would come to Leeds and everybody would stand around and look at them really funny. Who are those people? Ooh, ain't they country? Ooh, they can't talk.
I had a really, really good childhood. It was rural. We had woods. We used to go crawdad hunting. And we used crawdads in the backyard. We played baseball. We played football. I had a really, really almost magical childhood.
My father always worked. And my mother went to work when I was 13 years old.
And I didn't realize that we were poor until someone told me that we were poor.
I'm really close to my one grandson. He's 37. And he cannot imagine someone having to use an outhouse. And he would say, you went there even when it was raining and snowing? What else were you going to do?
And in Leeds, like the African proverb, it takes a village. Leeds was a village. It was self-contained. We had our own grocery store. We had our own schools.
I never remember being hungry.
Nope.
Maybe if I'd been hungry, then I wouldn't be, you know, I'd be better about my food now. But I never remember being hungry. Nothing was ever turned off. Nothing was ever repossessed. As a kid, I remember my mother would buy us new clothes for the holidays, and my father always had all these ribs that he cooked. And the whole neighborhood, you know, the whole neighborhood smelled just like barbecue. You'd get up in the morning about 6 or 7 o'clock, and the scent would be in the air. So it was a community thing. The holidays were community.
My mother's name was Gertrude Gladys Gillum.
Williams before Gillum.
Yeah, Gertrude Gladys Williams Gillum. She was short. I think Mom was, what, 4'11"?
Uh-huh.
4'11". She was a light-complected lady with dark, dark hair. And my God, could my mother dress. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
She was known in Leeds and at church for her clothes and her shoes. And I remember she said, you may not have a penny in your purse, but don't you go out of this house looking like you don't have anything. When we were young, it would not cross my mind that when I come home, that there would be an eviction notice on the door, or my clothes would be set out, or that my father would jump up and have left my mother. The kids now, they are faced with grown folks' problems.
That was Cheryl Looney and her sister, Earlene Bentley. This interview was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people.